WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 14-year-old suspected school shooter in Winder, Georgia, in custody. Police say he shot and killed two fellow students and two teachers yesterday. ABC's Faith Abube is there.
What we do know from talking to students who were inside the building when this happened was that at first some of them thought it was just a drill, and then it became real. The alert started coming in from the school. The alarm went off in the school telling them there was an active shooter in the building. One student told us that they had a substitute teacher in the classroom with them, and immediately they just started scrambling, trying to figure out what to do.
The suspect had been questioned by the FBI last year about making threats. A man carrying a long gun near the Israeli consulate in Munich, Germany, was shot and killed by police overnight. Today is the 52nd anniversary of the attack on Israeli athletes at the Munich Games, the Olympics. 3 months after his gun charge conviction in Delaware, Hunter Biden goes on trial for tax charges in California. This is ABC News. Charges. ABC News releasing rules for next week's presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. They include no live audience and muting microphones when the other person is speaking. In Jakarta, Indonesia, Pope Francis celebrating Mass. More on his Southeast Asia trip from ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
Pope Francis on Thursday visiting Jakarta's Istiqlal Mosque, the largest mosque in Southeast Asia. Together with the country's Grand Imam and other religious leaders, he signed a joint declaration rejecting violence linked to religious extremism and climate change. The declaration says it is worrying that religion is being used to promote violence around the world, while climate change has become an obstacle to the harmonious coexistence of peoples. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Jakarta, Indonesia.
Target's car seat trade-in program is back. The popular event returns September 15th. Customers dropping off an old car seat can qualify for 20% off a new one. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waukesha is condemning a campaign ad that tries to link Senator Tammy Baldwin with the deaths of six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Daryl Brooks Jr. was free on $1,000 bail at the time. Sean Riley says the claims in the ad are false and that they hurt the entire community. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
Obviously, leaning on our experts here in terms of what are the best practices, what do you need to do from hydrating to eating meals to the recovery. These guys have researched and talked to a lot of people, and I feel really confident with our plan and what we're going to do. And, you know, the circumstances are the circumstances, but it's the same for both teams.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings. And in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind south to west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Fall-like, 68 Saturday. Sunshine, 66 by Sunday. Sunny with a high back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show, and just using my volume control.
Every single day you need to adjust your headphones, don't you? Jeez Louise.
What the heck, you know?
That's why you let the music play so long, isn't it? So you can
well, that's,
figure it out.
That's what you'd think. I was doing something else,
Yeah, you were checking your texts on your watch.
Yeah, well, actually, I was trying to get my weather forecast up on my watch.
Oh.
So I have easy access to the weather. But, you know, hey, that's why I have this watch. 56 degrees currently, high around 79 today. Gordy's not here today. He has a doctor's appointment.
He's tied up in the back of the closet.
Well, we offered him some help. I mean, if he wanted to be near the restroom, that was fine, but just couldn't make it in this morning. Everything, I hope, will go fine a little bit later at his exam. It's just a regular, standard, everyday exam, and I think we talked about it yesterday ad nauseum. probably talked about it too much, but, you know, at this age or at this state in our life, we go in for exams all the time.
It's better to get screened than get sick, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I worry about it, too. I don't know. It's one of those things where they start scaring you to death every time you get done with your exam and, you know, you get the report and you're thinking, well, is that good or bad? You don't know. You don't understand the medical language that they use in interpreting all this stuff. And they say, well, you might have to come in another year or two later because we're a little, we're not sure. Well, thank you. You know, science, you'd think it'd be a little bit further advanced than this. I remember a Star Trek episode where Bones, they went back in time.
Okay.
And, Star Trek and the crew went back in time, and they were trying to treat somebody for an injury.
Mm-hmm.
And Bones said, with all the equipment around, the hospital equipment that he had, typically of our day and age, mm-hmm. he goes, what is this, a Spanish Inquisition? that's the kind of equipment they thought we had back then, which is now. Good luck, Gordy. We're pulling for you, man. We want to make sure that you make this.
What happens if he doesn't make it?
He's not, well, that would be a big mistake by the hospital, by the clinic. But, you know, I've heard mistakes like that happen. I don't want to send the fear in him if he's listening right now. These things happen, you know, but can't really tell.
He's been through this before. He'll be just fine.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. We got, of course, you know, a few features coming up today. We've got What's Trending. We'll be talking about that in just a few moments. And then, of course, Idiocracy. We'll be taking a look at Jeanine Pirro on Fox News. Her comments about Kamala Harris's accent. J.D. Vance is out there with some more ridiculous things to talk about. And RFK Jr., wow, he got grilled. Somebody certainly doesn't like RFK Jr. and a little bit later on, we do have a guest, and that guest is Erin McGroarty, right? And she is from the Cap Times, and she has done interviews for the Cap Times with Eric Hovde and Tammy Baldwin. And maybe we can get some inside track and some of the little things that pop up during the interview that she doesn't necessarily write about, but she can certainly expose them right here on the show.
Yeah, Eric Hovde hasn't done a lot of regular press interviews, has he?
I don't think he has.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool that she got to talk to him.
Yeah. So we'll find out more about that and a few other things. We've got medical news coming up as well because I love healthcare. And, you know, if we're not going to talk about colonoscopies, we're going to talk about something else. All right, let's get to the National Day calendar, shall we? No games today. I'm not going to make one up.
What's the point of playing the Jeopardy theme, then, if we're not going to guess?
Well, it's... I guess you're right, but I'll play it anyway.
All right.
Today is, and this is a great day, a National Be Late for Something Day. I'm good at this. Every day is National Be Late for Something Day. It permits us to not abide by our schedules. Go ahead and sleep in a little bit today as you have an excuse because of this day. The holiday aims to promote the positive parts of procrastination.
What are the positive parts?
Well, I thought just being a procrastinator was the positive part. We don't need an excuse, but I guess here's more of the reasoning here. For example, those who focus more on spending quality time with customers and family versus being punctual seem less anxious overall. You know, I feel like that as well. I don't know if you're from a family like this, but my wife's family is like one of these punctual families. You know, everything starts at a certain time, and then, you know, it's a very flexible end time because these guys can't.
The Midwest goodbye.
You
were complaining about this once where
right.
you were standing in the driveway in the middle of winter trying to say goodbye with your coat on or something, and you just kept standing there talking for like 45 minutes or something.
It was ridiculous. You know, we moved from inside a restaurant to just outside their door, blocking the door, and everybody's just standing there chit-chatting. And I'm thinking, why did we leave? Why didn't we just stay in there and talk and have a beer? They have a hard time saying goodbye. You know, during the Taste of Madison, they did the exact same thing again. You know, they'd get a food item and then they'd walk over to some open space on the street and they'd just stand there and talk. And I said, well, why don't we just keep moving? You know, with the flow of people moving through here, we can go to the next stand and eat while we go to the next stand. They don't give you a lot of food. You'll finish by the time you get to the next stand. But no, they just stand there and do whatever they're going to do. That's why I signed up for a free EV Chevy.
You had the time to? You just kept wandering?
I had time. I just walked over there. I signed up for the darn vehicle.
They're just leisurely, I guess. They like to hang out with each other.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do. And I hate it. I just really hate it more than anything. Because, you know, it's when you're waiting for them to get home and you know that they're saying goodbye for like 8 hours and you really have someplace to go. Like I have the census and I have to do my job and I'm waiting for them to get back because my wife's brother was in town from Wyoming. And she loves to spend time with the family. And that's understandable. I kind of. we don't have a close family on the Peterson side. We're Norwegians. We don't care. We don't talk to each other. We're Norwegians. She has a very close family, and you know, I'm sitting there waiting. I've got to work.
You just got to take charge, I guess.
Yes, take charge.
Go and sit in the car.
That doesn't happen. Oh, man. But anyway, again, it's National Be Late for Something Day. Now, you have an excuse to be late for something. All right? And I'm going to read this here. Les Wass, Procrastinators Club of America founder, said most people think they don't have time to stop and smell the roses. This day tries to alleviate that factor. What a relief off our shoulders.
The Procrastinators Club of America.
Yeah.
What do they do? Do they do anything?
Well, no, it takes them a long time to do something.
Oh, I see.
All right, now I got a back page here. All right, we have nothing going on today. the National Cheese Pizza Day. This is our final item. All right, so let's find out what National Cheese Pizza
is. I think we all know what cheese pizza is.
It's September 5th, National Cheese Pizza Day says, hold the toppings. That's right. Cheese is all you need when celebrating this pizza holiday, whether the pie is homemade or ordered in. Make it cheesy only. I just can't understand cheese pizza at all.
Now, what do you put on pizza usually?
Everything that I can think of.
Really?
But I love green olives. And I used to hate green olives with a passion, but Ann's dad used to put green olives in. I thought, wow, it really tastes kind of good. Mushrooms, definitely.
Yeah.
But I've also been a convert. I used to never understand putting fruit on a pizza. or somebody will say, well, tomatoes
like
are fruits,
like pineapple
right?
or something else?
Pineapple.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow, that would be the worst. But it isn't the worst. It's really good with ham.
If you have a Hawaiian pineapple
pizza.
And ham, I think it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would put pineapple on with like mushrooms and olives and onions and stuff like that. That might not be so great.
Yeah. But if you have a kind of a mix of different cheeses on the pizza, that would be certainly a good variety of pizza cheese, like smoked Gouda. I haven't tried that. I've heard the people try that and do that. But there's... provolone, smoked provolone.
Ooh,
I like regular provolone, not smoked. That would be great on a pizza. But my younger son, my other Gen Zer, the younger one, loves the cheese pizzas. And
likes them plain.
He does like them plain.
Do you guys make like pizza from scratch a lot, or do you just eat the frozen ones?
Well, I have my own scratch pizza, which doesn't have any sauce on it. It just has olive oil and garlic. And that's brushed on. And then, of course, they have the toppings on, whatever toppings they want, like pepperoni, mushrooms. My son loves mushrooms. One of them likes mushrooms. The other doesn't. So we do half and half. And my wife and I, we just pour the stuff on to the point where it doesn't really cook thoroughly.
Chef Johnny,
It's just stuff. it's ridiculous. You just keep piling stuff on these pizzas. But again, it is cheese pizza day. Forget all the toppings. You don't need it. I don't know. And the thing is, you know, like deep dish pizza, if you just have a cheese deep dish pizza, I'd never understood the deep dish pizza idea at all. It's just like a bowl of sauce and cheese.
Right.
And it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And if you buy it at the store as opposed to like a restaurant that specializes in deep dish pizzas, it's not the same. It's not even close to being the same. And they're hard to cook. And they never cook thoroughly all the way through, and they're soupy sometimes.
You just
sometimes.
End up with some soggy tomato-filled dough.
Yeah, and there's so much dough, it's ridiculous. So that's the National Day calendar, the National Cheese Pizza Day, and of course, it is National Be Late for Something Day. This is the John and Gordy Family Show. It is now about 18 minutes past 6, and let's see here, what is the current temperature? Doesn't stay on, you know, it's 56.
You got to keep checking your watch all the time.
I know, scroll through. We'll be back.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
You can ask.
What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
It's trending. WMDX 92.7 at 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Family Show. John filling in for Gordy today.
Yeah, what if you guys played each other one day?
Yeah.
You did everything that Gordy usually does, and Gordy does everything that you usually do.
It's impossible to do.
That's what makes the show so special, right?
That's right.
Nobody else can do what you do.
It's not interchangeable. Yeah, 56 degrees out there, and it should be a pretty nice day today. Tomorrow, I guess the rain and showers are moving in. Cooler temperatures are on the way. I'm looking forward to it, actually. Because I'm going to a 55-year class reunion.
Oh, it hasn't. I thought it happened already.
No, it's this Friday. Weird, isn't it? Why not do it on a Saturday? But anyway, Friday, I'll be dead tired because having gotten up in the morning to do the show and then driving to Milwaukee. Yikes.
That only takes like an hour and a half. Just take a nap during the day.
Yeah, well, I'll try. That's for sure.
Do you remember anyone from high school 55 years ago still?
No.
Well, what's the point of going then?
You know, I realized that after I signed up.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question,
yeah.
Sam. I appreciate that. In fact, it really sunk in a couple of days ago. I told my wife, I said, you know, I was kind of an outsider. I never joined up any groups. I was a guy who kind of hung out in the hallways during classes because I had made my own hall pass to go to the restroom.
Nice.
And every teacher had their own different hall pass, so no one knew that it was something I made. And so I was out in the halls all the time. I never joined any of these groups. I never had a lot of friends, but I was kind of a watcher. If you're familiar with the Marvel characters, the Watchers, out in outer space, they don't interfere with anything. They just watch.
I'm not, but I feel like I was kind of similar in high school. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of an outsider.
I knew a lot of people, but not a lot of people knew me.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And so, and it's kind of fun not being affiliated with anything or anybody. And I've told the story about the greasers, the guy who saved me from getting beat up from somebody in his group that started to confront me. And
yeah, he like came up, put his arm around you, and he said, hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
This guy's cool.
Don't ever intimidate this guy again. Don't ever confront him again. He's my friend. You know, I don't know this guy, but he was really a cool guy. And so, you know, just being a watcher gave me that benefit. And so I took it and ran with it. Now I'm going to a reunion where I didn't know anybody. And it dawned on me a couple of days ago. I told my wife, why are we going to this? You know, maybe, let's just have dinner and we'll get out of there as soon as they start dancing or playing music. So,
yeah, I don't think I'm old enough to really have been to a class reunion yet. So I don't know what exactly goes on at them.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times a combined classes, Because they didn't get enough people,
that
or they
sense.
Haven't kept
yeah.
track of people or something like that.
Probably it's, new people who are a little older or younger than you, too.
I don't think anybody really works hard on this. These yeah. people that work for these class
After
reunions.
After all this time, yeah. Nobody takes it that seriously.
No one does because, you know, here I am, John Peterson, always been John Peterson, didn't have a married name or anything like that. I'm only, 60 miles away, and yet no one ever contacted me for the 50th reunion or the ones before that. They lost track of me somehow. How hard is that? Facebook, come on, guys.
Maybe they purposely didn't invite you.
Maybe. Oh, okay. Well, again, what's trending? That's the name of this particular segment. This is kind of interesting, and you have to think about it. Trump is accused of deliberately choosing sundown towns with racist histories for his rallies. That's right. They're called sundown towns that have a history of racism. And he's been going all across the country, going to these small towns. We know that he's going to Mosinee, Wisconsin, and apparently they have had some kind of past history. I don't know what it is.
I wouldn't be surprised, but Mosinee is the town directly south of Wausau.
Yeah.
Where I'm from just outside of Wausau, mm-hmm. so I'm familiar with Mosinee. Nobody wants to go to Mosinee.
And Trump is going to Mosinee next week. So he's going to be there, and they call it a sundown town where threats of Jim Crow era violence forced racial segregation. So he's been going to all these small towns all over the place. Viral criticism across social media has argued that Trump's latest campaign stretch isn't a coincidence, but a dog whistle to racist supporters. Kamala Harris's campaign accused the former president of deliberately campaigning in former KKK capitals in Michigan. So civil rights groups and city leaders have worked over decades to recover from the name being a sundown town. So they don't want to be considered sundown towns, and yet that's the tour that Trump is on right now. You might want to keep that in mind. All right, that's one of the trending items that we have today. The other trending item is the idea that Russia is now trying to influence this election. Now,
Of course they are.
Well, they have proof of it, and they're going after them. And these Russian influencers, these people who are playing off American actors and powerful people and billionaires, they've been playing them for suckers. And now these people, these actors, these billionaires are calling themselves victims of Russian propaganda. Well, no kidding, you think? And, my MAGA friend in Milwaukee constantly reminds me that there was no Russian influence in the 2016 election. And I keep reminding him that the Mueller report actually did have that in there. All right. So I don't know. They have their own histories. But again, Russian influence, this is a huge item. This is really taking off. I didn't think it would be because of the 2016 controversy over Russian influence and connections between the Trump campaign and Russian propagandists. Okay, that's actually a given thing that's in the Mueller report. But this time around, they're trying to do it again. But because we are a free country, because they're using our freedom here, our media, which, by the way, we talked about yesterday with Mike McCabe, who is on Substack. We talked about the fact that there are no rules, no walls, no guardrails on the internet. We never set that up like they did with radio and television and movies and comic books. They set up these guardrails to protect the population. Well, now they didn't set it up for the internet, which is very odd, but typical, because when we talk to politicians about technology, they know nothing about technology. They're completely out to lunch on technology.
Internet is a series of tubes.
So there it is. They're not dump trucks where you just dump information on it and they drive away. I think that was another part of the conversation. But anyway, they don't know anything about it, so they didn't put up these guardrails and make the rules and regulations that we should have for social media companies. Now, social media companies have their own responsibilities. They have their own guidelines that they want people to adhere to. But like Trump has challenged those guidelines, now, you know, they're afraid of them, just like Mark Zuckerberg mentioned the other day. He's going to loosen the reins a little bit, unfortunately. Well, that's what's trending this time around. I'm John Peterson, The Family Show Without Gordy this morning. We'll be back with more. We've got Idiocracy coming up in just a few moments.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I don't have to tell any Wisconsin farmer we are in tough shape as far as profitability for corn and soybean prices going into the harvest. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Some new forecasts are out that show in 2025 that situation may not change, but there might be a little brighter spot for dairy. That's the word from Dr. Pat Westhoff. He is the director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He said given current consumption levels, dairy might be seeing a better 2025.
If feed costs come down, that may indeed be able to get people back to a break-even or maybe slight profits for the most efficient producers. But we're not talking about high levels of profitability in the dairy industry anytime soon. We'll continue to have contraction of the herds that are higher cost producers and continued concentration industry in the years ahead. Dairy, like almost any other major commodity, is very reliant on international markets these days. So changes in production in New Zealand and Australia and changes in demand from China and other countries can swing those prices around dramatically from one year to the next, as we've seen.
Dr. Pat Westhoff, he is the director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He said one area that still shocks him is beef. He said while prices continue to escalate, consumers don't look like they're going to quit buying beef anytime soon. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Thursday again. More red ink on the way. Numbers are up next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny to $2.25. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a half at $2.23, and AA butter dropped a half to $3.14¾ per pound. The October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 22 cents right now at $22.78 a hundredweight. Corn, beans, and wheat all lower on this morning's trade. Just a quick market snapshot for you. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind south to west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Fall-like, 68 Saturday. Sunshine, 66 by Sunday. Sunny with a high back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time President Joe Biden visits Westby, Wisconsin in the Southwest. We will cover it for you. Have your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. You know, every time you play that, Sam, I feel like you're doing it as kind of a jab at the John and Gordy show, being very similar to...
I've never actually watched the original TV show of Beavis and Butthead, so yeah. I've seen the movie once, and I haven't seen any
That's
of
enough.
New stuff.
That's you, enough. You yeah. see them once, you know who they are.
That's true.
And
That's
you're going to have to watch a Saturday Night Live bit. It is beyond surreal. It's better than the cartoons, actually. This is the family show. John Peterson in for Gordy, who, by the way, is on the phone as we speak. Gordy, hey, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey. So have you been up all night? You know, a little tense, you know, about your examination. I'm sure that that's part of it, but there's another part of it, preparation time. So how's it going so far? You okay?
Oh, it's just wonderful, John. I can't tell you how many times
that's what I thought.
I've been to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I lost count somewhere in the 20s or 30s. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. The bad thing about this, you know, I'm in this new house, you know, that I'm renting.
Right.
And there's a bathroom upstairs. There's a bathroom down in the basement. There's no bathroom on the main floor. So I'm camped out on the main floor watching TV or whatever. Man. And then, you know, every 10 minutes or so, I got to climb the stairs. And it's a long way.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that solution. You have to drink. I have to drink the last half of the gallon. Like 6 hours or 5 hours before your appointment. Is that correct? Am I still remembering this correctly?
Well, there's two different methods, as it turns out. But I'm still. You can drink about 2/3 of it before you attempt to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really sleep very well last night. I maybe got 2 hours of sleep or something, 2 or 3 hours. But and then you drink the last third, right now before the examination. By the way, I have to go into the clinic, the hospital, mm-hmm. at 9:30. I need a ride, and I also need a ride home. So I'm hoping, either you... Or, you could throw it Sam's way, Sam's not busy. But
well, this is a little late in planning, isn't it?
I was reading the fine print. You're not supposed to take a cab or you're not supposed to take Uber. I guess they don't trust that you're going to do that.
That's true. I don't know why, you're going to get robbed by the Uber driver.
Are you afraid of getting kidnapped or something, Gordy?
That's right.
Well, no, the thing is, you're coming out of an anesthesia after you have the procedure, and they think, well, you can't obviously drive like that. You might, get in an accident.
But why not?
But I guess they also think that you can't You can't reason with a taxi driver or Uber. They might they might kidnap you and take you to Mexico.
Another country,
you know,
as sex slave industry. Well, one of the funny things about it is the first time I had it, a colonoscopy, after the darn thing happened, I was just as loose and goosey as you could possibly, and I was sitting there just ranting and talking about crazy things and repeating something over and over again because I thought it was so crazy, you know, and.
Sounds like the time I had my wisdom teeth out. Well, I was in and out of consciousness for like 2 or 3 hours after that. And when they finally wheeled me out to the car, I felt completely fine and then felt completely fine on the drive home. And once we got home, I was walking around and then I started walking down the stairs to my room and then something weird happened and I just fell down the stairs.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it turns out it hadn't worn off all the way.
Yeah. My son had his teeth pulled too, and he was in the back seat just rapping away, just talking, just saying crazy things, and it's fun. It's actually very fun to watch. So do you really need a ride? Because I mentioned it yesterday, and I thought
I do.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So if you could swing by I'm out in the gazebo right now, my newly screened in porch gazebo thing, and neighbors are looking at me and wondering why I'm out there.
Why don't you have your pants on or anything like that?
Well, I'm in my robe. I'm in my old man robe.
There you go.
Know, and but I only made one mistake with this whole procedure. Mm. And I read through the directions. It's very explicit that, what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it. Leading up to this, I forgot two things. I forgot, they want you to stop eating really solid foods like 2 or 3 days ahead of time. I didn't do that. I didn't think about that. No. And then the other thing is, you're not supposed to eat anything before you start the liquid. You're not supposed to eat anything for 3 hours. And I didn't do that either. I had a bowl of Rice Krispies about an hour before I started drinking the thing.
Well, there's your problem, Gordy. That's why you were up all night.
Well, I've got to assume Rice Krispies don't require a lot of digestion at that point.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I had the bowl of Rice Krispies, and then, about an hour later, it was snap, crackle, and pop time.
Well, I never heard it described that way. That's the best way to describe it.
It was off to the races, and here we go. And
usually the most traumatic moments are like at the end, because then it really clears you out, the solution that you're drinking. That's a lot of fun. Yeah. And you got to really kind of, I was giving you advice. You didn't listen, apparently. It's okay, man. I'm an experienced colonoscopy guy.
me too. I mean, this is
second
my
one,
third
right?
One,
third one. Okay. All right. That's great.
Third one, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's wonderful. Yeah. I just, the liquid just tastes so awful. And I forgot from last time, they give you a little packet of lime powder or something to make it taste better.
Taste better, yep.
And I thought, that's great. I'll put that in there. And no, it makes it taste worse. It's just an awful, awful aftertaste. So any hints out there for people that are just about to go through the procedure, don't use the lime powder. Don't use it.
Well, so you wouldn't use any flavoring at all, would you? You really should use the lime. I would suggest using it, but, okay. All right.
No, it's awful.
Okay.
It's awful. All right. Well, we could talk off the air, but, why don't you swing by the place if you can? I know you're busy. You're awfully busy all the time.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll talk after I get off the air here, and I'll help you out. All right?
All right.
All right.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right, pal.
Okay, bud.
All right. Hey, you guys sound great this morning, by the way. Keep up the good work.
Oh, well, hey, thank you. Big thumbs up.
Okay.
All right, pal. All right.
Bye.
Hey, take care. All right.
Yeah.
That's Gordy. And, he's struggling with the preparation time for colonoscopies. It's never fun.
God, it's all toilet sounds.
Yeah,
that's what Gordy's going through. I was going to say, you and Gordy hanging up there was almost turning into a Midwest goodbye over the phone.
Yeah. Yeah,
didn't know how
true.
You were going to deal with that.
I didn't. I was thinking, how are we going to end this? You know. Well, look, this is Idiocracy. This is what it's all about. Do we have the intro or anything like that? No.
Give me a sec.
Okay.
Human evolution was at a turning point. It began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yes. And boy, have we got some dumb stuff this time. Jeanine Pirro, of course, you know, host on Fox News shows, and she's constantly making crazy comments. I swear to God, she's got to be a drinker. But anyway, she had some interesting comments about Kamala Harris wearing earplugs and having a fake accent. So why don't we listen to this cut 31.
Hide from the press game plan. After granting only one softball interview, Harris is cooking up a fresh play to dodge the media. The old I can't hear you headphones trick. The VP was spotted rocking a pair of white earbuds, totally ignoring a bunch of reporters yesterday.
Aww.
She probably wants to dodge questions about how her polling honeymoon's gone cold. And that DNC bump never came through.
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
Kamala's also dragging out the guy she helped throw under the bus. Joe Biden's making his big comeback to the campaign trail after 2 weeks of living it up like the beach bum in chief.
Oh, that's too bad.
Kamala's pulling out all this stop with an old Democrat classic, the fake accent. Watch this.
Okay.
You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time. Thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions for paid family leave. Thank unions for your vacation time.
Okay. So, I mean, in that cut, she had two specific times where Kamala said the same exact thing and you heard them there. And I really couldn't tell much of a difference at all, right? And if there is even a slight difference, there is a reason for that. They actually have this. I found this. According to Michael Stern, he says, really? People are making a scandal out of Kamala Harris's accent. Please stop with the stupidity. And by the way, if you've ever spent any time with black people or gay people or Jewish people or any minority, you can understand something called code switching. And that's what it's all about. Code switching is a process of shifting from one linguistic code, a language or dialect, to another, depending on the social context or conversational setting. So, you know, it's...
You talk different around different people.
Yeah, that's basically exactly it. And that's why it's called code switching. And Kamala is, unfortunately, accused of doing that. We hate to see that when it happens, but it's tough stuff. You got to be tough on this stuff. Okay, let's get to J.D. Vance. Still, you know, making comments about families and kids. He's obsessed with this, and I don't know why, but he is obsessed with this. And for the last 30 years, families have been complaining about the same things. And this is me talking now. This isn't J.D. Vance. We have always complained about the unaffordability of healthcare or the unaffordability of housing. This is a major complaint that people have had for decades after decades after decades. He sounds like he discovered it and he noticed it and he's got a solution for the whole damn thing. Let's listen to this.
Is birth control part of that policy, empowering women to be able to make those decisions before they get pregnant?
Look, obviously people need to be able to make those decisions.
Oh,
I don't think that I know any Republican, at least not a Republican with a brain, that's trying to take those rights away from
you.
People. But I think it goes deeper than that.
I mean, I could provide a list for you if you wanted.
Well, okay, not anybody I talk to, Jake. But look, I think the more important question is, I talk to a lot of people, a lot of young families who want to have babies. They can't afford mortgages.
Yeah.
They're terrified about healthcare expenses. We've got to answer those questions for people. We've got to have a role to play because, look, we have a real problem in this country. Not enough American families that want to have children are able to do it. That's how you destroy nations.
You destroy nations that way. So, Yeah, we got to have the family unit, and he's got the solution, and he knows that that's going to save America. Researchers, by the way, have found that the cost of having a baby in the U.S. is on average about $11,000, but a C-section would cost you about $16,000.
That's just to, like, give birth in a hospital?
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah, and that's about the price that we paid. Travel to Canada and birth childbirth will set you back far less, $3,000. Dollars for the average birth and $6,000 for a C-section. So we're so much more expensive in the greatest country in the world for healthcare. Don't forget, maternity leave or monthly subsidized recovery funding isn't provided either.
And talk about the maternal mortality rate in this country compared to other industrialized nations.
Yeah, you're right. And year after year, budget after budget, the Republicans refuse to fund any of those. And even though it's getting worse and worse, maternity rates or death rates of babies is way too high in this country. All right, that's it. That's Idiocracy. And what do we got coming up here? Health news. We're not going to talk about colonoscopies,
though.
Oh,
thank God.
All right, okay.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick money-saving tip on some car maintenance that almost anybody can do. When I take my car in for routine service, they want to charge me for changing my car's cabin air filter. It costs maybe $50 plus parts, sometimes even more. But this one is pretty easy to do yourself in most cases. Just search YouTube for the make and model of your car and the words cabin air filter. There's videos that'll walk you through changing it. In a lot of cars, the cabin air filter is behind the glove box, so you don't even have to go under the hood. It takes no tools and 5 minutes to change it, even if you go slow. They cost about $30 or less on Amazon or at some local auto parts store. I think it's worth a shot to save $50 or more. And look, if everything goes sideways somehow, this won't hurt or stop your car from running if you have to go for help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
WMDX. John and Gordy Family Show, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Check out the Civic Media app as well, and text us if you can. Or just give us a call as well. Gordy gave us a call. It's possible.
Crazy, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, John,
yeah.
Did you know that the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison? Handcrafted mattresses available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
So Gen Z.
Crazy stuff.
I know.
Crazy stuff.
I know. You remembered that. You memorized that just from Gordy saying it here on the show.
I've heard it so many times.
Yeah, just like my kids, you know, they see a movie once or twice, then, you know, the dialogue, they know every line.
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
I guess I forgot to mention it today. Today is my 1 year of working at Civic Media.
Oh, congratulations.
And 10 months working for the John and Gordy Show, so yeah. I've heard it enough times. I've heard it for however many months.
Well, I don't know what it is. I'm usually shuffling through my papers, finding a story.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's true.
So I'm not concentrating on that. But all right, we've got some health news here.
Oh, help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged.
And it's all because of
science.
There it is. All right. Well, we've got something crazy here. What if RFK Jr. Might be part of the Trump administration and HHS, Health and Human Services? What do you think? How would that go? Well, on get this, PBS, Dr. Paul Offit, a Children's Hospital of Philadelphia doctor, says RFK Jr. is directly responsible for the deaths of children and people in Samoa. So why don't we check out this cut here.
And to help put some of Mr. Kennedy's comments into context, we're joined by Dr. Paul Offit, who is a member of an FDA advisory committee on vaccines. He's also director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
So RFK Jr. is widely known as an anti-vaccine activist. He has a much larger platform now as he runs for president. He says that many of his views are misunderstood, they're taken out of context. Help us understand what he's been promoting and what the science tells us about it.
Well, he's been promoting false information about vaccines. He's been promoting the notion that vaccines cause autism, which is clearly not true, or cause a variety of other chronic diseases like diabetes or multiple sclerosis or attention deficit disorder, and that's all not true. So what he does is, by putting misinformation out there, he causes people to make bad decisions that put themselves and their family at risk.
You also point to one episode where he spoke out against the measles vaccine. What was the impact of that?
In Samoa, there were two children that died immediately following receipt of a measles vaccine. And the way it works in Samoa is they have a MMR vaccine in powdered form. It needs to be diluted in water. Two nurses made a mistake. Instead of diluting it in water, they diluted it in a muscle relaxant. Those children stopped breathing and died immediately. Now, very quickly, within 2 weeks, it was realized what that mistake was. It was a nursing error. But nonetheless, RFK Jr. seized on that. He flooded Facebook with the information that measles vaccine is killing children in Samoa. He went to Samoa. He met with anti-vaccine activists. He met with senior officials in Samoa and kept the drumbeat alive that measles vaccine was killing children in Samoa. As a consequence, vaccination rates fell from 70% to 30%. And between September and December of 2019, there was a massive measles epidemic. In this island nation of 200,000 people, there were 57,000 cases of measles and 83 deaths. Most of those deaths were in children less than 4 years of age. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had everything to do with that. And that shows you how disinformation can kill.
That's brutal. That is not a good record.
No, we don't want him to be. What is Trump considering him for? Head of Health and Human Services?
Yes. Well, at least that's what RFK Jr. had mentioned.
That's right.
Right. And it's crazy to even think of something like that. But you would think that having caused that kind of problem in Samoa, you wouldn't think you'd want to run for president of the United States.
Because
you don't make the best decisions in the world, and you're responsible for the deaths of all these individuals, 83 people and mostly children. And at the same time, it was a pandemic in Samoa. So you cause something like that, and then you expect to maybe think you're responsible enough to run for the president of the United States. It's crazy stuff. It really is. And this was on PBS. This wasn't on Fox News or MSNBC. Just insane stuff. We're talking healthcare here. This is one of our bigger problems for a country that doesn't have universal healthcare, something that I believe in very strongly. The high cost of hospital staffing, falling birth rates are being blamed for the ongoing, get this, disappearance of maternal care units in U.S. cities all over the country, not just small towns, but major cities as well.
How do you just not have them?
That's a good question, right? This person says, my hometown of Trenton, New Jersey, is a maternity care desert. The hospital where I have my siblings were born, there's no OB units there to service the residents. How is it possible you can't give birth in a capital city of one of the wealthiest countries in the world? Chief among the issues is a shortage of obstetricians and gynecologists. So it's a huge problem. And you got to wonder, when are we going to, just get smart and start maybe touching on the fact that we should have some option, a public option, to have universal health care and see how the public accepts it. And that was almost something we had with the Affordable Care Act. That was almost an included part of it. And just one senator opposed it and kept it from happening. And it's always just one or two, right? We had Manchin at Cinema, and I'm forgetting the other guy's name that was responsible for eliminating the possibility of a public option in the Affordable Care Act. But it was devastating. We could give people the option and see if they flock to have a public option to get government-supplied insurance.
It's called a public option, not a public mandate.
Exactly. And you know, if we had it, we would see it. It would be a test to see if people are for it or against having the government insure you. And I think that now we will never know because it was never included. But we should start talking about
that
again.
It's never too late, John. It's
never too late. There you go. This is John Peterson in for Gordy today. He's going to be back again tomorrow. This is the John and Gordy Family Show. We'll be back with more.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, another installment of This Should Not Be a Thing, as well as sports with J.R. Radcliffe and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.